25 minutes to 7 for Jetstar.com. James Lake joins us with a 6:30 update. Welcome to you, Lakey.
Very good morning to you, Luke, Ed and Rosie. Welcome back. Now, police this morning are appealing for the public's help to track down a missing 11-year-old girl from Dandenong, Sienna Nouse. She was last seen last night around 8 p.m. in the area of Dandenong. She's described as 150 centimetres tall with brown eyes and short, curly brown hair, wearing a grey Adidas jumper and some blue jeans. Anyone who may have seen Sienna overnight is urged to get in touch with the police at Dandenong Police Station. We'll get some details of her up at triplem.com.au as well.
Her photo, she's a little curly-headed girl there, so only 11 years of age, so her family would be distraught, so keep an eye out, everybody, for it.
Victoria Police today are setting up a specialist sex crimes team to target deviants who are riding on our public transport system, and they'll work with the Transit Safety Division to be a part of this crackdown. Some crime stats show that an increase of 100 offences being reported on public transport in the last financial year. That was 350 in total, compared to 250 in the year before.
Now, so 350, so basically one a day.
Basically one a day, 350 in the last financial year. And as part of that, Crime Stoppers are also launching a two-week blitz starting today with a big crackdown to try and solve about two dozen unsolved cases. It's called Hands Off. Will feature images of people who are wanted over offences on public transport, such as upskirting and willful and obscene exposure.
Seriously.
More than three quarters of sexual assaults on public transport apparently are going unsolved.
Okay.
And just to leave you with this one, for the second year in a row, it's actually a positive crime stats story. There's been a fall in the number of Victorians being snapped by our red light and our speed cameras. 100,000 less infringements in the last financial year. Still 3 million, though.
Yeah, that's because the 40 speed limit now is an ambition rather than a limit.
Yes.
When's the last time you got over 40 on a road? Seriously.
Yeah, not last night anyway, on the way home, I can promise you that.
Well, that's good news. People are heeding the warnings.
It is good news. So last financial year, 3 million offences, 3.1 the year before, 3.3 back in 2015. So a significant
fall. And how many this year?
3 million.
3 million, okay.
So it's falling only slowly. But
it makes some money, doesn't it?
Yeah, good.
A lot of cash. Jason Bennett, he's on the way shortly with Overnight Sport, talking about a major change in junior cricket.